Tens of thousands of Mexicans who head north looking for work are being exploited on large-scale farms, not in the United States, but within Mexico. In the state of Baja California, mostly Indian peasants from Mexico's southern state of Oaxaca toil long hours for little pay. They have no insurance, live in shanty towns. In an unprecedented move, Oaxaca has filed a formal complaint against Baja California, demanding it take better care of Oaxacan workers. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
From dozens of tiny, dirt-poor Oaxacan towns like Huxtlahuaca, buses roll out daily for the farmlands in Mexico's north. One old man named Ernesto boards for the three-day trip to Baja California. I've gone before, he says. I've been going for so many years, I've lost count. I left because there's no work here. There wasn't enough to cover costs of living. Oaxaca is by most measures Mexico's poorest state. Here, marginalized indigenous communities often live without basic necessities, such as potable water, power, and paved roads. Ernesto is one of some 30,000 Oaxacans who migrate each year to Baja California, where temporary farm work is plentiful. Here in Baja California, jobs are in abundance in the fields south of Ensenada, but conditions are miserable. On a recent afternoon, dozens of Oaxacans worked their way slowly through rows of green beans, pulling up weeds. One elderly Oaxacan, who refused to give his name, says he and his family of four work 12 hours a day. For 90 pesos a day we came here, he says, but we don't have our own land to live on. They charge us rent, he adds. They want 1,400 pesos for a month. We're poor. Where will we get the money to eat and pay rent? The farmhand just laughs when asked about health insurance. A scan of the horizon reveals not a single outhouse. Potable water on this ranch is unavailable. After sunset, this farmer will return to his tiny plywood hut that he shares with four other families. All this has Oaxacan human rights officials angry. Commissioner Sergio Segreste Rios has filed a complaint against Baja California. It's not legally binding, but it's drawing attention to human rights abuses within Mexico that he says are as bad or worse than conditions workers face in the United States. On what moral grounds can we demand better conditions for the Mexicans who must travel to another country, he says, if Mexicans in their own country aren't having their rights respected? The state of Baja California doesn't want to acknowledge the problems there. State officials maintain they're doing all they can to build adequate housing for migrant workers. They say it's the ranchers who aren't doing enough. Most ranchers won't talk to the press or let reporters into their fields to interview workers. But one foreman, speaking through the iron gates of his ranch, says many of the farmhands bring their problems on themselves.
In Oaxaca, they live in mud huts, walking around naked until they're 5 or 6 years old. They bring the same culture here, and unfortunately, it affects them. For example, they pee in the streets, and the cops here arrest them. They don't know how to treat their homes. First of all, regarding cleaning. And the doors, they don't even know whether to lock or leave them open, or to put up screens to keep out bugs.
The foreman says often the men blow their earnings on alcohol, then ask for loans. Even worker advocates acknowledge the farmhands must better manage the money they make. The average wage in Baja California is 3 times higher than in Oaxaca. Hence, Oaxacans like 37-year-old father of six, Modesto Hernandez, say they'll continue migrating north.
Sigo buscando y si no en la mañana, todos.
I'll keep looking for work today, he says. If nothing comes up, we'll continue in the morning, because there's no other choice. Work is what we do. There's work here, so it's easier to eat. Hernandez drives from field to field, his family packed into an old red Ford, asking for day jobs. He's been at it for 6 years and has no plans to return home to Oaxaca. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Baja California.